Good things, buddy. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good. What you been up to? Anything exciting?
Oh, I've just been meeting with a few people this afternoon. Malcolm Alexander, your good friend, and Stephen Selwood.
Good old Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both my mates. They've never really done me any favours, but that's
where
it goes.
Hey,
that's good, man.
You know, at Paul Goldsmith function, you saw those two Chinese guys, Zhang Yikun and Colin. You had dinner at their home.
Yes.
They talked to you about a $100,000 donation that is now in.
Fantastic.
What would you like done with it? It's currently sitting in a Botany Electorate account.
Gee, that's good. I need to. I'll say, by the way, on that, just before we get to that, I promised them that that we would have dinner at my place, so you should come. I mean, you know, we might as well make a bit of fun of it. Actually, the only thing that would be good is if they bought the wine, because they've got better wine. And when I move into my new house, so that's probably, we've got to sell ours. It could be earlier, but it's probably around September. So we should make good on that, because otherwise, you know, I've lied to them, because I've said it a couple of times now.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that. Look, I just think we want it for these advertisements and the like. You know, we want it for the things that we're going to need to do over the next year or so, sort of outside of the, not outside of the party, but like say we want to do some more attack ads, say we want to do another regional fuel one, they say we want to do an industrial relations one. We just want to be doing those things, right?
Yeah.
So, look, I'll tell you what, I had cancelled that. If everyone's down, I had cancelled it because I'm at a Chinese function and I'm going to be bloody tired. We could meet at, we could meet this evening briefly. We could talk about this.
Oh, okay, if you want. But we've all accepted that you've got stuff on. I'm not calling about that.
I'm just trying to think.
I'm just aware there's... Look, the money's fine sitting there in the Botany account. I just thought I don't know what your arrangement with Goodfellow is or not. That's all.
I need to talk to him. Yeah. I actually see him tonight. I should wait and get the right words.
Yeah, I don't think we can raise tens of thousands and completely keep him out of the loop. Maybe if you're just honest with him about it.
No, what we you can't. Want. Oh, I think that's right. Look, I'll raise it with him, but we should probably just think it through. But I mean, it can be in the party, but I do just want to make sure we've got that money to do those sort of things, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, donations can only be raised two ways, party donation or candidate donation, and party donation has a different disclosure, which is fine. And the way they've done it, it meets the disclosure requirements. It meets the requirements where it's under the particular disclosure level because they're a big association and there's multiple people and multiple people make donations. So that's all fine. But if it was a candidate donation, it's different. So making them party donations is the way to do it. Legally, though, if they're party donations, they're kind of under Greg's name as the party secretary. So they have to tell them.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. I'm able to tell him. I think he'll accept it. I just need to explain to him what it is I want it for. If I get him to come along to... unless I get him to... leave it with me. I might talk to McClay as well, see what he's got... up his sleeve. We could actually, because Peter's going to be at this meeting with me in Wellington, that's all.
Yeah.
That's whether I then bought him in after that. Good work though, man. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, they're good people. Now, there's no catch or anything to it. You may recall at the dinner they did discuss candidacy and another Chinese candidate. Colin Zheng, the younger one, he's put his name in for Candidates College. And so I assume you'll get through Candidates College and we'll just make some decisions as a party further down the track what we want to do with candidates.
I mean, it's like all these things are, it's bloody hard. You've only got so much space, it depends where we're polling.
Yeah, I know.
You know, all that sort of thing. Two Chinese would be nice, but then, you know, would it be one Chinese and one Filipino, or what, you know, what do we do?
Two Chinese would be more valuable than two Indians, I have to say.
Yeah, which is what we've got at the moment, right? But then the problem there is you end up, in a shit fight because you've got a list MP, you've got two list MPs, and, you know, it's pretty mercenary sitting MPs. This is all that shit. And then we've got the issue of, we could end up getting rid of some list MPs if we wanted to bring in some of those new ones. But then if you do that, then you're just filling up your list, your list even further with the ones that you've got to sort of look after.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon there's two or three of our MPs who, I'm not thinking of obvious ones like Finlayson or Picarda, but actually we just want them to go, you know, like more MPs, fucking useless.
Yeah, I know. Carla Finlayson, Mickey Wagner, they don't really need to hang around.
Yeah, but then we don't want them to go this year though.
Oh no.
You know, we probably wouldn't want them all to go, you know. We want to do it well and we just want to think it all through, so no, that's good, man, that's really good. Well, look, thanks for that. I'll consider we're not having a meeting, but if I send you a text whether we will, but I'll do that in the next half an hour if we're going to.
Okay. All good.
Hey, that's awesome, man. Talk to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.